Spain and Bible Street. There is a cross section of the population. These are not simply young, as the people say, young kids, students, rich students. No, absolutely not. Of course, people who sleep in the pavement usually are young, but it's hard. So old bones don't take it. But it doesn't mean that there's no much broader representation of people. Many old people. A huge amount of support comes from veterans in the United States. And the one serious injury in the demonstrations of Oakland was Scott Olsen, a Marine. And there's actually a movement occupied the Marines, run by Marines themselves, to provide tactical support to the movement. Any disaffected people anywhere in the United States goes into some, occupy something, occupy my street, occupy the 34th Street. So it's not only occupy cities, occupy institutions, occupy the 34th Street. 3 weeks ago I was at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That day, occupied Harvard. Yesterday was in Cambridge, England. Yesterday occupied one building in Cambridge. So it goes on and on and on because the sources of the disaffection are there, and because the way of doing it is so simple. You launch on the internet, you debate on the internet, then you go into space. And when you are in the space, you create a web of the occupation, a web of the place. So it's not going only on Facebook, on YouTube. No, you create your own web that becomes then connected to a network of webs around the country, around the world. At this point, there are, the latest I follow this day by day. Yesterday were 2,700 occupations known in Europe and the United States. 2,700 occupations of some kind. And it spreads. It constantly spreads. Now, which are some elements of the which synthetically can give a commonality of what's happening in the different movements? I go into a quick, simple elements. First, they are instant, on the basis of a spark of indignation everywhere. Second, they are multimodal. The uses of images on the internet is essential. They impact constantly. Everybody with his or her mobile phone is a key reporter, a key organizer, and much more important, the holder of a defense weapon. Defense weapon. Constantly filming and uploading the images of those who repress, of those who do something else, or those who, like in Wall Street, where the demonstrators were passing the street, the Wall Street managers would open their balconies and have lavish dining tables with champagne and were toasting, saying, "We are the 1%. Of course, immediately they were photographed by. And when people, when some people do nasty things, like this policeman at UC Davis, anonymous, which is always back in the movement, immediately detects the telephone numbers, email numbers, and address of this policeman and brings it into the web. So it is a new form of constant struggle, always at the level of the street and at the level of the web. They are horizontal networks, unselected, and therefore they induce trust and solidarity among peers. They horizontalize immediately the struggle. The fact that there are no leaders means that everybody is a leader and everybody is responsible. Mm. They disintermediate formal leadership affected by the legitimacy crisis, and therefore they stimulate cooperation and reciprocity. And this is an empirical observation from the number of researchers that we have created. By the way, there's a network now called Occupy Research. both of as we serve the occupation, reserve, whatever they are. They are vital. They diffuse fast. They are expansive. They cannot be controlled because they have no center and they reconfigure the networks endlessly. When and if they reach legitimacy in society at large, which is the case of all this movement, then police repression.